world on his shoulders. On a band around the middle, the names Matt Cohen and Stuart Levi are engraved. Anglo Amalgamated, Film Distributors Limited. The producers wish to acknowledge with grateful thanks the kind assistance of P&O, Orient Lines, in the making of this film. A drawing of the white railings around the deck of a cruise ship facing the sea. A Peter Rogers production, Carry On Cruising, from a story by Eric Barker. Starring Sydney James, Kenneth Williams, Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Dillis Lay, Esma Conan, Lance Percival. With Jimmy Thompson, Ronnie Stevens, Vincent Ball, Cyril Chamberlain, Willoughby Goddard, Ed Devereaux, Brian Rawlinson, Anton Rogers. Anthony Sagar, Terence Holland, Mario Fabrizi, Marion Collins, Jill May Meredith, Alan Casley, Evan David. Screenplay by Norman Hudis. Music composed and directed by Bruce Montgomery and Douglas Gamely. Director of Photography, Alan Hume, BSc. Art Director, Carmen Dillon. Production Manager, Bill Hill. Editor, John Shirley. Produced by Peter Rogers. Directed by Gerald Thomas. A huge cruise ship sits in a harbour. A little steamboat chugs over the water. In front of it, a plume of dark smoke trailing from its funnel. On the deck of the cruise ship, a group of sailors stand in their smart navy blue uniforms and white hats. The captain saunters down some steps to them. He carries a clipboard.
Well, gentlemen, here we are just about to set sail on another cruise. For 10 years we've run this ship together, steadily increasing our reputation as the most efficient crew afloat. Together, that's the word. We know each other. 10 solid years of mutual knowledge. And that in itself makes for efficiency and enables me, as I look at all your familiar faces, to come straight to the point and say...
Who are you?
Your first officer, sir.
You're not. Foxton is. What's happened to Foxton? Is he ill? What's he got?
8 draws, sir.
I should be so sick.
I'm your emergency replacement, sir.
The captain checks a list.
Marjorie Banks. On transfer from the Wrens?
They told me you were a pretty wit, sir. It's pronounced Marchbanks. At your service, sir.
What are you laughing at?
His face falls.
I think... Who are you?
Marjorie. Bub. Ship's doctor.
Impossible.
Not impossible at all. I have certificates to prove it, have I not? I'm certified, I am.
You look it.
Thank you.
The wit, they were right. Sir.
The captain checks his list again.
Been?
No, that's the trouble. Well, I haven't been regular lately, you see. So, therefore, I prescribe myself a sea voyage and the exercise. That's why I'm here, actually.
Say, sir.
You say, ah. Ah. Good gracious me, I do not like that green fleck in the eye here, sir, you see.
Never mind about his eye. Where have you sprung from?
Oh, Consolidated Marmalade. Yes. I was the factory's medical officer, you see.
Where's Dr. Jepson?
Consolidated Marmalade, isn't it?
This eye? Is it this eye? Are you sure?
Yes, that's the one there. You see this here, sir? Look. Green as grass in there. Now, there's probably too much chlorophyll in the toothpaste.
Watch it.
Sir.
It's all very unsettling, this. Very unsettling. All these changes may be on my back.
Beg your pardon?
My back.
Probably overdoing it, eh? I'll massage your clavicles.
You will not. Now then, where was I?
You were getting straight to the point, sir.
Oh, yes. Now then, if this voyage turns out to be as successful as all the others we've made together, don't be surprised if after our return I ask each and every one of you to join me.
Excuse me. I wonder if you could direct me to the kitchen. I'm new, you see. I'm sorry to interrupt you and all that, but I've been all over the boat.
Ship?
Well, ship, boat, who cares, as long as it floats. Now, I've been down the sharp end, I've been down the blunt end, and I've been down as far as it's possible to go. But I'll keep on finishing up ankle deep in all this mucky water.
Bilge.
Oh, no need to be rude.
Who are you?
Well, make a wild guess.
He wears a chef's hat.
Wilfred Haynes, Captain. You'll find me on the list there. It's on the list, you see.
What happened to Noddington, our regular ship's cook?
Perhaps he got fed up.
Fed up, that's good.
Belchap. What's your story?
I'm the son of a sea cook.
The original, by the look of you.
Thank you. No, I've always wanted to go to sea. Thought I'd follow my father's wake, as it were. See?
All I want to see is that this crew finishes up the most efficient that we've ever had. Because if it is, when we return, I expect to be given command of the company's new Atlantic liner. Mm. Which means that I will have to select my own crew, and that could be you. All of you. All right, dismissed.
Oh, good.
Except you, you, and you. Now then, I am going to be blunt and make some very cutting remarks.
On the face of it, that's a contradiction in terms. But then English is a very curious language.
If you interrupt me once more, Mr.
Marchbanks, sir.
Thank you. You interrupt me once more, mate, and you'll hear some really curious language. Now then, I have slugged my way up from nothing to get where I am today. But there are some copper-bottom gentlemen on the board who still think it's dead wrong for an H-dropper like me to be a ship's captain. And they would scuttle me if they had half a chance. And that is why I have built this whole crew around me so that they don't get the chance. That is also why I get nervous when I see new faces. Your faces are new, so I'm nervous. To me, you look like disaster on six legs. Prove I'm wrong. That's all I ask. Clear?
As day.
As an X-ray.
As soup.
Captain Wellington Crowther scowls, then walks off. Marchbanks smirks at his two colleagues. The captain strides into a bar on the ship. He stops and stares at a bartender.
Who are you?
Me, sir. Turner, sir.
Turner?
Turner, sir.
What are you doing here?
Head barman, sir.
You can't be head barman. Angus is my head barman.
Not anymore, sir.
Not anymore? They can't do this to me. Changing that barman? It's like ripping out the engine. Where's Angus? What has happened to Angus? Don't tell me he's got married and sworn off the booze.
How did you guess, sir?
Oh, no, not Angus. He's the only one. Do you know how to mix my favourite drink?
What's that, sir?
The Aberdeen Angus?
No, you've only got to tell me, sir.
But I can't tell you! I don't know it. Angus is the only one who knows it. Didn't he tell you the secret?
No, sir.
Didn't he give you the recipe for the drink that's got a kick like a steer?
No.
The whole cruise. Without an Aberdeen Angus kicking about inside me, I'll go barmy.
In a room, a man in a white tunic unpacks a suitcase.
Hello, hello. Well, this ain't the kitchen, is it?
I should say not. It's the captain's night cabin.
Oh, cosy. Distinctly cosy, yes. Do you know where the kitchen is?
Afraid not, chum. I'm a stranger around here myself.
Another new face. Poor fella. You'll cop the lot.
Haynes leaves the room and the man continues to unpack the captain's clothes from his suitcases. The captain enters.
Oh, morning, sir.
The captain glares at him.
Don't tell me. You're my new steward. Lovell has broken his leg. You've only done 3 trips, all from Tower Bridge to Margate.
You're dead right, sir. How did you know?
I'm psychic. Tom Tree, right?
That's right, sir. Branches everywhere.
I twig.
The captain rolls his eyes.
Okay.
Two men untether the ship. A flag is lowered. Passengers wave from the side of the ship. Two women in their room.
We're moving! Oh, glad! Oh, hello! We're moving!
The two of them rush out of their room and along a corridor. Others rush out of their rooms too. A woman spins round in confusion. On the deck, the two women push in.
What are you waiting to?
I don't know!
Oh, hello!
Oh, glad!
It's got the other end tonight.
Oh,
sorry, ladies, I didn't look where you were going.
Do you think he drives the boat?
You look more like the conductor.
Flo and Glad hurry off. Other people are still waving. The confused woman in blue pushes to the front. The ship turns away from the land.
There, ma'am. Is that better?
Yes, thank you. What is it I'm standing on?
A bollard.
Fancy.
Hey, are we moving?
That's right, Chief.
Yeah, you know, I thought I felt so...
Haynes gags and clutches his stomach. He steadies himself on a countertop. He straightens his apron and paces through the kitchen. He picks up a dessert in a little glass cup, but goes queasy at the sight of it. He turns to the opposite countertop and peers at a pile of meat. A sous chef shows him a hunk of raw red meat. Haynes smiles and steps away quickly. He comes to another sous chef who's slicing ham on a spinning circular blade. He holds out a piece for Haynes to try. Haynes closes his eyes and shuts his mouth. He backs away and leans against a wall.
Something up, Chief?
Any minute.
Surely you're not seasick. The Chief, we've hardly left shore.
Haynes bolts, knocking a tray of cream into the guy's face. Bin's in his consulting room. He rubs his hands together and checks bottles in medicine cabinets.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ah, now that looks very comfy. Yes, just the sort of thing I need for the exercise. Right. Never too early to start.
He gets onto an examination bed and does sit-ups. He leans back and the elevated end collapses. He falls.
Help! Help! Doctor! I want the doctor!
Oh, I could use one myself.
Oh. Bing gets up.
What's the trouble? Seasick?
Terrible.
You don't look seasick.
Well, I'm not up here.
Where are you seasick?
Down below.
What do you mean?
Out of sight of sea and sky.
Doctor, I wonder if you ever look at my green eye. I'm rather worried about
no,
it.
No, don't, please, please.
You don't silly.
No, don't shut the door. Doctor, please understand, as long as I can see the sea, I'm all right. It's only when I go down below me tummy starts doing the twist. For Mrs. Beaton's sake, please help.
Marchbanks, shut the door, will you?
No, no.
Be quiet, you gastronomic goon. Do you want the whole ship to know you're seasick? Doctor, you must do something. I mean, what a start. The cook can't cook because the quack can't cure him.
I'll cure him or kill him.
Ooh. All right, come here.
Now let me see the sea, please.
All right, have a look at the sea, then.
He stands in front of a window.
I hesitate to interfere.
Well, go on hesitating.
I was going to suggest a traditional cure for mal de mer.
I don't happen to be treating a mare. Excuse me. You are Cookie.
Oh, thank you, Cookie. I mean, Ducky.
That'll soothe your nerves. Water nurse. I mean, Marchbanks.
Was that the kill or the cure?
This happens to be the first of three stages.
Three stages? I'm all right now.
Here, these tablets will counteract the somnolent effect of the mixture and give you energy.
Mm-hmm. Marchbanks wrinkles his nose. Haynes stiffens.
Now, just a little shot to increase the value of both treatments. Roll up the sleeves.
No, thanks, all the same. I can't bear to see the needle going in, you see.
Oh, well, in that case, there's only one other place available. Drop them.
Well, I'm not holding them, whatever they are.
I rather fancy the doctor means your trousers, Haynes.
Oh, my trousers? My what? Never.
Mr. Marchbanks, if you want promotion to this new Atlantic liner...
Say no more.
Marchbanks yanks Haynes' trousers down. Swimming, wheels a tray along a corridor. The captain descends stairs behind him. The man raises his hand to knock on the door, but pauses.
What's the matter, Stuart? Not feeling well?
Oh, no, sir, no, I'm all right. It's just, well, I'm new to this sort of thing, and I'm afraid of making a mistake.
You don't want to be afraid. All you need to be a good steward is tact. I'll give you an example. A steward I knew a few years ago walked in on a lady standing in her bath, took one look at her, he said, "Excuse me, sir," and left. Tact, see?
Hey, that's dead clever, isn't it? I'll remember that. Thank you, sir.
Right, go on it.
The steward steals himself. He opens the door to spot a man and a woman snogging.
Hello, hello. And which of you two fellas take sugar?
They both look round, open-mouthed.
Morning. Hope you slept well.
The couple smile. The captain closes the door, but opens it for another peek. He glowers at the steward.
Lot.
Bin is power walking on the deck. A man is mopping. Bin skips over the mop and stops to ogle Glad and Flo, who are throwing a quoit over a net. Flo drops it and bends down to pick it up. Bin stares at her bottom. She turns and catches him at it. She frowns at him sternly. She throws it to Glad, who flings it too far, and Bin catches it.
Quite an energetic game, what?
Flo stares reproachfully, and he chucks it back.
Bye.
He bashes into deck chairs.
Oh, my knee. Right, you can.
Bin steps back into the bucket of water the man is using for mopping. He kicks the bucket off his foot and shakes his leg. With a glum expression, skinny Bin limps off.
That's it, Flo, you've clicked.
With that?
Thank you.
Oh, don't be like that. I think he's rather nice.
Then you have him.
I'm on this cruise to get a rest from men.
Big head.
Big head? Oh, no, really, I think you ought to give him a chance. He seems kind of helpless.
Helplessness is the last thing I am looking for.
In his room, Marchbanks takes deep breaths. He checks his watch on his bedside table, then dashes straight into the shower, still in his pyjamas. His jaw drops, and he runs out again.
Oh, mad, impulsive fool!
In the kitchen...
Working on the omelette, eh?
Something wrong, Chief?
Oh, no. I've never seen eggs crack more conscientiously. Or slowly. Speed, man. Speed is the essence. Do it the Haynes way. Lift and drop.
A pan of eggs.
Now you just strain through with a sieve.
In an office, the captain speaks on the telephone.
Get me the first officer. Come in.
Marchbanks enters.
What delayed you?
Terribly sorry, sir.
Overslept? Mr.
Sea air, sir. I always find the first few days makes me feel quite drowsy.
Shut your porthole.
Begging your pardon, sir. I must have
fresh... And your coat, though. Stop fidgeting. Paperwork. Not my favourite occupation.
Nor mine.
It's going to be from now on.
Oh, charming.
Health report, dock report, crew report, food report, log report, sports report, diesel oil and fuel report.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
The captain gives him a withering look. In the kitchen.
Omelette all prepared, Chief.
Excellent.
That was a time saver, all right. In a matter of minutes, 1,200 eggs.
1,200...
Yeah, you should have seen them sliding through the sieve. Slurp, slurp, slurp.
Slurp.
What can I do now, Chief?
Out of my way. They're wearing off. Pills, they're wearing off.
Heels together. Arms extended above the head. And bend.
Glad watches an exercise class.
Three.
She eyes the instructor salaciously.
And lower. Heels together. Hips firm.
Doctor.
Haynes enters the consulting room.
The mixture.
He opens the doors of one of the medicine cabinets and grabs a bottle. He swallows some white powder. He pours water into a glass and drinks, filling his cheeks. Some water sloshes out of his gob.
The pills. Pills.
He takes a bottle of large pink pills from another cabinet.
Different colour. Same shape.
He shoves a handful in and swallows them down with water. He shakes violently. The exercise class.
One.
They all bend.
Two.
It's all right, I left it in the cabin.
She turns to see what Glad's staring at and smiles.
Wow. Hercules.
I saw him first.
Ben.
I thought you wanted a rest from then. In his case, I'll make an exception.
Stretch.
You promised you'd help me find a husband on this
and
cruise.
Love.
From now on, my motto is help yourself. You could do the same. Dr. Bean's obviously interested in you.
That's all for today, girls. Dismissed.
The gaggle of women leave the room.
I reserve the right to follow my heart, Florence Castle.
Then this is war, Gladys Trimble.
Right.
Right.
Excuse me, ladies.
They melt as he goes past.
I should be taking coffee alone, Miss Castle. I do not say I hope it chokes you, Miss Trimble. I merely gloat over the possibility.
Glad ambles off. Ben walks up behind Flo.
Her, 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 and a bottle of rum. We meet again, what? Would you like to poop up on the pop deck with me?
Doctor, do me a favour. Operate somewhere else.
Flo marches off. Bin raises his brows. In the consulting room, Haynes is still convulsing. Bin enters.
How many of those are you taking?
Three.
Three? Yeah, why not? Well, they're my instant action last resort pills for bringing people out of a coma.
Yeah, well, I wish I could come to a full stop.
Bin hurries over to him.
I'll give you an injection.
Well, not again.
Haynes heads out. Bin follows.
Come back.
There are two invitations on the dressing table in Flo and Glad's room, one to each of them. They both sit at the dressing table preening. Flo wears a white bra and pants, and Glad wears black knickers in a basque. They glance at one another frostily, then get up. They are both wearing stockings and suspenders. They go to their beds. Flo picks up a white dress with tassels on the bottom, and Glad picks up a strapless green dress. They both put their dresses on, but struggle with the zips. They glance at one another again, then turn away. Flo flops onto her bed on her stomach to try to do up her dress. In another room, the confused lady struggles with her zip.
Well, what's this conference all about then?
Now, gentlemen, to this captain we are new faces, and as such our every word, our every action, is subject to infinitesimal scrutiny.
He means the captain's got his beady eye on us.
Precisely. Now, gentlemen, I take it we all yearn to serve on this new Atlantic liner.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes.
Good, good. But the mind of the captain works in a strange way. Let one newcomer make an error, or commit an indiscretion, or...
Drop a clanger, lads.
Marchbanks nods.
And all newcomers are tarred with the same brush. And prejudice this may be, but fact it undoubtedly is. Gentlemen, have I your agreement for a policy of unremitting quasi-Teutonic organizational perfectionism?
He means fingers out.
So heave to, gentlemen. Our first major opportunity to impress is now, tonight.
He strides off. The others follow him out. The deck is bustling.
B Good evening, Captain.
Hello, Miss Castle. Enjoying yourself?
Yes, thank you.
Good.
They shake hands. Everyone's dressed for a ball. Flo turns and Bin smiles at her warmly and adjusts his bow tie. She swans past him to the fitness instructor.
Hi, Mr. Jenkins. I'd like you to meet Mrs. Lewis. Hello, Miss Castle.
Flo storms off.
Good evening, Miss Tibble. Enjoying yourself?
Very much, thank you.
Glad heads off.
He's over there.
Thank you.
Bin nods and frowns bitterly as she sashays away. He goes off. Glad stands behind another woman who's talking to Jenkins, the fitness instructor. She sidles along the railing, staring at him. An obese man steps in her pathway. At the bar...
Have one with me, old chap. Soul free.
Yeah, I think I could do with it.
His brows furrowed.
Love, eh?
Yeah. Well, how did you know?
That's why I drink. To forget her.
Forget who?
Blessed if I can remember.
Good evening.
The captain shakes the hand of another lady. The old confused lady pokes him.
Miss Madeley, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Miss...
She shakes his hand and leaves. He rubs his fingers.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What's my steward doing serving here?
Begged for permission to lend a volunteering hand, sir. Anything to help the smooth running of the ship.
Good for him.
Isn't it, sir? All we newcomers feel the same way, sir. Just keep your eyes on us.
I will.
Fine conditions in the Atlantic tonight, I hear, sir.
Well, that's great. We don't happen to be on the Atlantic.
Just thought I'd let you know, sir.
Thank you.
Must circulate the social touch, you know.
Marchbanks heads into the crowd. The captain rolls his eyes. Flo is helping herself to food at a buffet table. She mutters to herself with a smile. Her face falls when she looks up to see a woman walking away from Jenkins and Glad stepping over to him. Tiny Miss Madeley cuts in and Glad slinks away. Flo sighs with relief and grins. Bin leans on a banister and gazes at the crowd. He spots Flo and strolls over to her with a smile.
May I have the next dance?
I didn't know this was a dance.
Oh. No, it isn't, is it? But every time I look at you, I hear music.
Every time I look at you, I think of music.
Do you?
Colonel Bogey, excuse me.
Oh, wait.
Yes, the tropical...
Flo shoves Bin into the steward. A bottle on his tray flies into the air and hits the captain.
Captain! Don't panic. Keep my calm. Captain, water. Water. There's water.
He picks up the spritzing bottle and sprays the captain.
Captain! Doctor, where's the doctor? Doctor! Doctor! Oh!
Marchbanks crashes into Bin, falls back and pushes Haynes, who lands face down in a cake.
Very nice.
Come along. Everything will be all right. Come along now. I'll soon have you on the table. That's right. This way. Go on, Captain. You'll soon be all right. Now keep taking the tablets.
Thank you, Doc.
Bin leads him over to a buffet table. The captain sits and the table collapses. The captain and cakes all clattering to the floor. Everyone looks on in shock. In the captain's office...
During the war, I did Arctic runs that would have made HMS Ulysses look like a trip to Brighton without getting a scratch. 2 days on a simple cruise with you lot and look at me! Come in!
Good morning, sir. Some coffee to soothe your nerves. Calm me down. There. I always say worse things happen at sea.
We are at sea, you landlocked nit.
Well, you'd never know it. These stabilisers are
mine. Come in. You're late.
I'm very sorry, sir. A lot of work to clear up in the treatment cabin, you know. What with his face and his wrist and your nut. Your head, sir. Well. How are we all feeling now?
The captain's head's bandaged.
I usually penalise defaulters by stopping him a day's pay. But if I did that with you lot, you'd finish up owing the company money. So I'll have to content myself with a few well-chosen words. You for a start, Marchbanks.
Oh, sir, you got my name right at last.
I'm in the mood for using the right words this morning. You, Marchbanks, are a rock.
A seagull wheels through the blue sky. The new crew members traipse out of the office.
Hello, my ears are burning.
Oh, I shouldn't wonder. Someone's been talking about you.
Do you think he's ever studied medicine?
Oh, I wouldn't think so, no. Why?
In describing us, he employed a great deal of physiological terminology.
Mm. Well, he was medically incorrect in what he called you.
Come on.
On the toes. And bend.
Flo creeps into the fitness class.
And stretch. And lower. Well done, ladies. Keep it up.
I'll try.
That's all for today, ladies. Dismiss.
Miss Madeley hitches up her shorts. The ladies leave. Flo stands at the back near the door in shorts and t-shirt. She gazes doe-eyed at Jenkins, who does a front flip. She claps. He looks up at her.
Come on in, miss.
She runs down a set of steps to join him.
I don't want to intrude.
You won't if you want to join one of my PT groups.
Well, I was thinking more of your individual attention.
You must be very advanced.
Well, you know.
Oh, really, are you? It'll be such a kick for me if you are. You see, most of these people haven't a clue. Think they can make up for 50 weeks' lack of exercise with 2 weeks' puffing and blowing.
Well, I...
She smiles.
Yes, I suppose I am a bit of a bodybuilder.
You got a gym at your office?
Why, bring him up. Oh, gym! Yes, oh yes, it's a very progressive firm. They provide everything for us girls. We've got a gymnasium, restrooms, midget bowling alley. Terrible typewriters, though.
Marvellous. I'm all for the modern girl taking care of her body.
Provided it's not carried to extremes, eh?
Well, let's see what you can do.
Right. After you.
She purses her lips as he flips, springing onto his feet.
Look, Mum, no hands.
Just to warm up. Come on, over you go.
She throws herself over in a clumsy cartwheel and lands on the floor, legs akimbo.
Who'll move the ship?
What about the bars now?
Oh, I'd love a drink.
He's on a set of wooden bars. He swings his legs back and forth, then straddles the bars. He swings easily over a bar, then jumps over a gym horse, springing backwards off his hands. Flo closes her eyes.
That should really loosen you up.
You reckon?
Come on, over you go.
She springs over the gym horse and ends up clinging to a rope.
Fabulous.
She slips down the rope onto the floor.
Are you all right?
Nearly burnt my boots there. Well, what's next?
Oh, now you show me. You're an expert on rope work. It's my weakest point.
Mine too, my one failing. I have a terrible head for heights.
But you were just up there.
Me? Me up there? Oh, blimey.
She faints and he catches her in his arms. He takes her into the consulting room.
Miss Castle. It's Miss Castle. What have you been doing to Miss Castle?
We were exercising together. I had no idea she wasn't used to it.
Yes, well, luckily for you, I'm used to an emergency, and you're not. Would you mind leaving me here with my patient, please?
Bin ushers Jenkins out. Bin leans over Flo, who's laid out on the examination bed.
For what I'm thinking, I could be struck off. Breathing very well. In. Out. In.
He watches her breasts rise and fall.
Oh, stop it, Arthur Bin. Be professional. The pulse, of course, the pulse.
He takes her wrist and looks at his.
Oh, fingers and thumbs today.
His watch is on the other hand.
Oh, dear. I want to go straight to the heart of the matter.
He rests his head on her ribs.
Bolt, 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 cha-cha-cha. Ah, yes, police, madam. I wish I were a witness. The BMA will never believe this.
She grabs him, then rolls off the bed.
What are you doing?
I was just resuscitating you. Oh! No, you don't understand.
Don't I?
No, it was just a doctor's dilemma.
I was on the ceiling. What am I doing here? Go!
The ceiling? Delirious. Well, get back on the ceiling if you want to. There's a nice ceiling, isn't there? A special ceiling you can lie down on.
He's bonkers. Yes. That is a nice ceiling.
Oh, it's a beautiful ceiling. Get on it like a good girl. Come along. Quite safe, you won't fall off. Look, you see? There, come on then.
Now you relax and tell me all about it.
Yes, I might just as well get it all straight. Well, I was just checking on your heart, you see. I had my head here like that, you see. And then suddenly your arm came up like that. And then the other one came up like that.
Oh, Lord, he's at it again.
And right, we'll visit Dr. Bin next.
Yes, sir.
Kept squeezing and squeezing. Wouldn't let go. I asked you to, and suddenly you squeezed. It was...
Marchbanks opens the door.
Not a good moment for your inspection, sir. The doctor is treating a lady.
What's he treating her to?
He removes Marchbanks' hand from the handle and goes in.
Do you know Miss Castle, Captain?
Not as well as you do, Doctor.
Bin quickly removes his hand from Flo's torso. People on the ship all rush outside onto the deck and peer overboard. One man clutches his stomach and heads back inside. A little boat sails past, and beyond that a cluster of white houses nestle in a hill by the sea, a dark mountain behind. The people wave. The queasy man heads to the bar.
Good morning, sir. One for the road, eh?
What road?
Well, everybody's going ashore, sir. This is sunny Spain.
Oh, so that's why they're charging around like a load of bulls.
That's right, sir. Bullfights, flamencos, senoritas, ole.
Oh, lay off.
But surely, sir, you're not stopping here.
Why not? Spain's got nothing for me that I can't get right here. Open the sherry.
Flo tries to go into her room, but her huge sombrero prevents her on the first attempt. She forces her way in. Glad follows her.
Now, let's try it again.
They both carry strange jugs with wine in. Flo falls back onto her bed.
Oh, my eye!
Watch.
She tries to pour it into her mouth.
Very good, if it were full of snuff. It's made wrong. You're doing it wrong. Let me do it on you. You've done it on me already, bringing me on this cruise. First port down, not a glimmer of a husband in sight.
Glad takes the jug.
Shove your head back.
Glad?
Oh, keep still. I nearly shampooed you with it.
Well, get on with it.
Open your mouth.
She pours the booze down Flo's front.
Glad, you are awful. Girls, girls. Ollie! Ollie! Oh, oh.
Madeline wears a lace shawl and clicks a pair of castanets. She falls. Ben comes into the corridor in a matador costume.
Hola, senor.
Oh, hello, Ben.
No, senor. I am the famous torero from Madrid.
You look exactly like our medical officer, Dr. Ben.
Oh, no, senor. This afternoon, I fight 15 bulls.
That's an awful lot of bull.
Well, my father, he breeds the famous fighting bulls, you know. Every year, 50,000 bulls he sends off by ship to South America.
50,000 bulls?
Si. And also, every year, 20,000 more he ships off to France.
That's 70,000 bulls.
Si, he's one of the biggest bull shippers in the business.
Well, watch it, mate. I am Ferdinand the Bull.
Marchbanks is dressed as a caballero. He makes little horns with his fingers and scrapes his foot against the floor like a bull. He runs towards Bin's red cloth. Marchbanks charges at Bin and pushes him back through a door. Bin lands on a man asleep on a bed, not noticing. He stands up.
You! Get out of here! Yours is the best.
As they bend to pick up the cloth, their trousers rip at the buttocks.
Excuse me, sir.
Thank you.
Very sorry about that.
They wrap the cloth around them an inch out of the room. Turner the bartender wheels a tray of drinks into the captain's office.
Having a little party in your cabin, sir?
With one guest, me.
Sir?
Turner, the Aberdeen Angus has a most distinctive aroma.
Sir?
A niff all its own.
And that's why you want to find the recipe?
I like the taste, too. Now then, if I mix this little lot in a few different permutations by the law of averages, sooner or later, I must stumble across the recipe.
It's not the only thing you'll stumble on, sir.
Very comical.
Would you like me to help you, sir?
Oh, thanks. You'll place it with the passengers.
Sir?
He heads out.
Just got time to do a bit of mixing before the daily officers meeting. Here we go.
He takes a glass jug.
Gin, mother's ruin. Some Benedictine, merriment in the monastery.
Marchbanks enters.
Some sherry, Toreador's transfusion, and one for his knob, Crendamoth with the owl.
Marchbanks gawks at him, mixing the drink.
I'd rather not be disturbed, Marchbanks.
I can imagine.
Unless it's something very important.
Oh, no, sir. It's nothing.
That's all right, then. What are you gawping at?
That mixture, you...
I haven't even started yet. Now then, Beaujolais.
He takes the cork out.
It's an egg flip, a dash of bitters. That should do for me.
Don't doubt that for a minute.
Wide-eyed and staring over his shoulder, Marchbanks leaves. The captain adds a dash of this and that, mixes the drink with a long spoon, then gives it a sniff. He cringes and pours it into a vase.
Bin!
What is it, old man?
The captain!
What's the matter? Has he fallen in the drink?
The drink's fallen into him. I've just seen him in his cabin, surrounded by thousands of bottles. The whole place smells like a brewery.
I knew it. A secret drinker.
Secret? He's blatant.
You'll have to take over the...
ship! I can't. Can't you cure him?
I don't know. Let's look quickly. Let's find him.
The captain's mixing another drink. He smells it and retches. He pours it into the vase as well. Bin and Marchbanks jog up to the door.
Captain! Oh, Captain!
Well?
Hear that? He's incoherent. You'll have to take over the...
ship!
Yeah, some of the officers.
Why, what have they done?
The captain had a cork in his mouth. Bin and Marchbanks go into the crew's common room, where they're all sat around, chatting.
Gentlemen, please. It's my painful duty to inform you that Captain Crowder is guilty of being drunk in charge of a liner. Yes. As to his future, well, obviously that lies in hands other than mine. All I can say for the moment is that by the law of the sea, I hereby take command of this vessel.
The captain tries another mix.
In a climate like this ought to be bellied.
He pours it into the vase.
Oh, well, one more go. After the meeting.
The vase shatters.
That one I should have drunk.
Well, there's very little I can do at this juncture, but as soon as Captain Crowther, or should I say, ex-Captain Crowther, has drunk himself into a state of complete insensibility, I will confine him to sick quarters, and then I'll do the best I can to salvage what I can from this sozzled wreck of a man.
Gentlemen, everybody here? Right, let's get down to business. What's the matter with you, Marchbanks?
Marchbanks faints.
Drunk, eh?
Bin catches Marchbanks. He glances sheepishly at the captain, then away. The man who went into the bar earlier is still there drinking. He stares out of the window at Miss Madeline in a bathing costume. It's purple with frilly bloomers and a matching purple swimming hat. She waves. The man at the bar sways on his stool and puts his hand over his face. Miss Madeline climbs down a set of steep narrow steps, then another set of steps to a swimming pool. There are other bathers in and around the pool and a couple of lilos floating on the surface. Two women dive in. Miss Madeline stands at the edge with her arms straight out, perpendicular to her body.
Perhaps not.
Instead, she pinches her nose and jumps in. Marchbanks watches her hat come to the surface, but there's no sign of her. Bin stands in the water, Miss Madeline on his shoulders. She flaps around in the water trying to get off.
Hello there, madam.
It's the first time we've seen you in here.
Oh, I don't really drink as a rule, but I've just been through such a shocking experience.
Oh, and what do you think you'd like to get over it?
That. Oh, such an enigmatic label.
Vodka? Neat?
Oh, yes. I do like things tidy.
Tiny Miss Madeline struggles to sit on a high stool by the bar. Turner, the bartender, hands her a drink. The man who's been boozing all day.
Cheers.
Hooray.
Madeline knocks back her vodka in one go.
Central heating all to myself. I'll have some more.
Turner pours her another.
Are you sure, madam?
Oh, yes, yes. Fill her up again and two shots of Red X.
Glad and Flo stride in, smiling.
Oh, hello, girls.
Hello, Miss Madeline.
Hello. Champagne, please.
Certainly, madam.
Why, stay, Flo, steady on. You're not used to champagne.
Nonsense, it's just like side of the French accent. Besides, I can drink anything. At our office party. Will you have one, Miss Madeline?
She's just been on vodka.
Oh, yes, I'm well in practice. Oh, thank you, my dear. Call me Bridget.
Florence.
No, dear, Bridget.
I'm Florence.
Oh, yes, Florence.
I'm glad.
So am I. Oh, well, now that's all sorted out.
Mud in your eyes.
Really? Oh, well, never mind. They say it's good for the skin.
They drink champagne.
Tame. Tame.
I could always put some brandy and brown sugar in it.
That sounds good.
Skip the brown sugar.
Good idea.
Flo and Madeline clink their glasses, which now have champagne and brandy in. They both take huge gulps. Glad glares.
That's better. Much better.
Flo.
Let's have something different.
Mix it.
Some of us can, some of us can't.
Oh.
I'll buy this one.
My pal, Bridget.
That. Oh, lovely colour.
Green chartreuse, madam?
Yeah, to match my friend's complexion.
Doubles.
Flo.
So much. Oh, not likely. I know a much better place.
Oh, come on, Flo.
My round, my round.
Name it, Bridget.
Flo, dear.
Two Flo, dears, neat.
Turner despairs.
I thought you meant the name of a drink. Two Flo, dears. Oh, oh, lovely.
Flo, dear, do you think I could possibly have that?
Whiskey.
Flo.
Scotland forever.
It's Irish.
Up the Irish.
We'll have both.
No prejudice.
Turner pours himself a hearty shot first. The drunk man smirks.
Macbeth. McFisheries.
Flo and Madeline finish the first two whiskies, then pick up the second two.
Begotta. And a Chalet Landerham.
They down them.
What a woman.
Oh. Come on, Flo. Let's go home now.
What? Swim all the way?
No, I mean, give in. Let's leave.
Never. Anything she can booze, I can booze better.
Who did that?
Who did it? I'll go 10 rounds with anyone in this bar. Pull them up! I'll be back. As soon as I've had a bit of fresh air, I'll be back. Line them up, Bridget, old girl, and I'll match you. Tip for tat, I'm top for top.
Flo pulls free of Glad.
I can walk, you know.
Flo looks at Glad indignantly, then heads off, careering all over the place. She stumbles out into Bin's arms.
Face to face with Dr. Crippen.
Miss Castle, are you all right?
You seem to think so. You asked me to dance with you a sailor ago. I'll sort it over.
Oh?
I'd be charmed! I belong to Glasgow, dear old
She puts one arm around him and holds his hand with the other and dances up and down a wide corridor. The captain and Marchbanks walks towards them.
Whoops!
They grab them.
You're lovely. How come you haven't got a better job?
Miss Castle,
well,
please!
I mean to say, he's so elegant, and only a bus inspector.
Madam, this is the captain.
And I'm Zaza Gabor. You get off the buses, mate. Go to sea. You got that nautical look you have. Lovely. You're just lovely.
There you are.
Madeline stops. She looks dazed. She sinks to her knees.
Oh, the ship's growing. Tell the captain.
I am the captain.
And I'm Toulouse Lautrec. Anchors away. Come on, Flo. Lovely. Wait for me.
They head off.
Well, I mean, none of us can be blamed for that, sir. It's just a couple of ladies having a titch too much of the old duty-free.
Yes, that's all.
Served by Mr. Turner, one of your quintet.
Marchbanks and Bin both salute.
Marchbanks. She danced with me.
Oh, don't preen yourself, Bin. She had to be drunk first.
Oh, yes, she did.
Bin pouts. Flo and Glad rush down some steps, Madeline between them, their arms linked through hers. The man from the bar peers through his window.
What so?
He rushes out of his room. Flo, Glad and Madeline look out from a covered walkway at the side of the ship. Other people scurry out. The man goes back to the bar.
Where are we?
Italy, sir.
Italy? Ah, it's good to be back. Open the Chianti.
Certainly, sir.
Bella Marie.
In his room, Bin sings and strums a guitar.
To me, Bella Marie.
Actually, he's miming to a record. In another room, Haynes buttons the jacket of a grey suit. He checks himself out in the mirror. He puts on a pork pie-style hat.
This will slay him in Streatham.
Flo and Glad are in bed.
The captain's on his bridge. All's right with the world.
Glad's dozing.
What a secure feeling to be able to sleep soundly with the captain at the helm.
Glad! Oh, Flo, what a shock!
To me too. Glad, I've just realized. I'm a woman.
You always were observant. Now can we get some sleep?
A woman who needs a man, not a boy. A mature, responsible, dominant man.
She knits her brow.
Like him.
The captain?
Oh, Glad, if only he'd show some interest in me, I'd...
Glad rolls her eyes.
Aye, aye, sir. Aye, 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 aye.
She leans down in her bed. Bin jogs along a walkway on the deck in a white vest and shorts. He stops and puts his hands on his hips and leans to one side, then the other. Madeline copies him and follows him when he starts jogging again. They jog along a walkway, bringing their knees up high. Madeline's shorts fall down.
Sir!
He ushers Madeline into his consulting room. He salutes the captain. Bin bashes himself in the eye. The captain glares at another officer.
serious. He's old enough to be your father.
That's what I need, a mature man, don't you understand?
Yeah, you've got a dad for that.
There he is.
Oh, if he so much as looks at me, I'll...
Let's go back then.
Oh, no. Oh, Flo, for heaven's sake, don't make a spectacle of yourself. Come on.
I can't move.
In either direction. My knees have gone. My heart. My head, I feel awful. It must be love.
Sounds more like a shallow sleep.
Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Oh! What's the matter? Should I startle you?
No, it's quite all right.
Excuse me, I think I better go and have a look at the propeller shaft.
Why? Are we flying the rest of the way?
Excuse me.
He's not amused. He leaves.
Glad. Oh, Glad, did you see him?
My eyes weren't shut, I'm sorry to say.
Glad yanks Flo along by the arm. In the office, Marchbanks is drawing a cartoon of the captain who's wearing a grumpy expression. It has a caption that just reads, Captain, with an exclamation mark. The captain enters and Marchbanks quickly hides it under another piece of paper and starts to scribble.
Don't do that.
A chastened Marchbanks puts down his pen. He leans back.
Do you mind?
He leans forward again and bashes his knee on the desk. He gets up and hops off.
Where are you going?
Well, I thought I'd go off, leave you alone. Come later.
What's the matter? You got water on the knee?
No, never mind my knee, sir. That'll mend. But you seem worried. Now, maybe I can help. Mind you, I'm not prying.
Then don't.
No, it's just that I do have a certain capacity for sorting out other people's problems. On my last ship, I was known as the...
Freud of the Frozen North.
Very well, if you don't wish to confide in me.
No. They do say that two heads are better than one.
That's very true, sir.
Even if one of them's yours.
Well, charming.
Marchbanks, man to man, I'm going to tell you. I have just done something I have never done before. I made a lady scream.
Very interesting. How?
I said good morning. Should that have frightened her? Well, come on, you look as if ladies often scream at you.
Flatterer. You must have an electric sex appeal.
I have not.
There's another explanation.
What's that?
No, I can't say.
Come on, tell me.
No.
Why?
You'll be cross.
I will not be cross.
You promise?
Of course I promise. Scat's on her now. Come on, tell me. Why did she scream when I only looked at her?
That's it.
What's it?
Your face.
My what?
Scat's on her. You said it.
My face?
Your face. Suddenly zooming up at her. That's it.
But this is terrifying. This could drive a man to drink.
No. Just don't come upon any women very, very suddenly, that's all.
Drink! That's it! Drink, Marchbanks!
Well, just a little one, if you insist.
Now I know what to do. Is tree outside?
No, there's a potted palm in the dining room.
Well, that's the answer.
Yeah, well, you're going to give her a potted palm.
Oh, shut up. Tree! Come here, tree!
Glad and Flo frolic in the swimming pool.
Glad, I could never do that. Oh, excuse me. Ouch!
Flo gets out of the pool. Tree comes over.
Miss Castle, the captain's compliments, miss. And could you spare him a few moments in his day cabin?
At once?
Yes, miss, if you could.
Flo's wrapped in a towel. Glad gets out.
Oh. You can have a dive?
Yes. Head first into his arms. Glad it's the captain. He sent for me. I must have shaken him.
I tell you, Marchbanks, I shook her. I frightened her because I was rude to her when she was plastered.
Poor girl.
Wish he'd hurry up. I have got to convince her that on a voyage of this kind, the captain is everybody's friend, not a horrible ogre.
Quite so, sir.
Marchbanks leaves the office. He meets Flo in the corridor.
Oh, go straight through, miss. Your fairy godfather's waiting for you.
Come in.
Flo goes in.
Oh, Miss Castle, I'm sorry I interrupted your swim.
What's a swim compared with the tide of life?
Yes, will you sit down? You'll forgive me if I'm very brief, won't you, Miss Castle?
To save time, why not call me Flo?
Well, why not? It's more friendly, isn't it? And that's what I intend to be, Flo.
More friendly with me?
Certainly, Flo.
What's your first name?
Mine? Mm. Wellington.
Mother frightened by a boot?
Well, no, I think they expected me to be a soldier.
Oh, I'm glad you're not. Give me a sailor every time. A man can be more proud of his craft than his barracks.
Quite. Yes, quite. It all boils down to this, Miss Castle. I don't want you to be frightened of me.
Oh, how sweet you are.
Then you do understand?
Perfectly, Wellington.
Good.
But you're quite wrong, you know.
I am?
Oh, yes, yes. I want to be just that little bit ever so scared of you.
What for?
It's what I need. A sort of father figure.
He frowns.
Do go on. Dad.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say.
Then let me say it for you.
All right, then.
She stands up.
That look between us, that was enough, more than enough. In that flash of time, you saw my need and I saw the supplier.
Now, wait,
and perfect transaction across the shop counter of existence. And yet you're worried, aren't you, Wellington?
You can say that again.
Worried about the difference in our ages. Well, I'm not.
You know?
No, I don't care if you're old, lined, going grey. I prefer you that way. Yes, Wellington, I want to do my packing in the bags under your eyes. My dear little Wellington bags.
Miss Foxall, Castle. Now, look here, Flo.
You're blushing.
I'm melting.
It's wonderful. You're so human, mature, and yet modest. Oh, why have I wasted my time with mere boys? Wellington, you are my Waterloo.
Forever, little.
Well, we've got to get to know each other.
Stand back!
Oh, anything you say. So masterful. But relent for a moment.
She leans in.
Kiss me.
You naughty girl!
Am I? Well, if you catch me, you can spank me.
She runs around the room. He chases after her, putting a finger to his lips to quieten her. He opens the door and she runs out. He closes it.
Who is it?
Marchbanks, sir.
Is she gone?
Yes, sir. Come.
Smiling, Marchbanks enters.
There seemed to be some crossing of purposes, sir. I took the liberty of explaining to Miss Castle, and somewhat red-faced, she's departed.
Well done.
Who did you say was frightened of whom, sir?
With tea paraphernalia. Madeline's in bed in pyjamas and a hairnet. She reads aloud from a book.
Good morning, madam.
I see by your hat you've been to Mecca.
He looks up in confusion.
Your tea, madam.
Why don't you feed the camel? He looks hungry.
Yes, I will, certainly.
I'd rather not discuss the Suez Canal.
Me neither.
Very well. I'd love to meet your four wives.
He creeps to the door.
Yes.
He slips out. Madeline looks round, hearing the noise.
Oh, tea. Oh, or should I say, chai? Chai.
She's reading a book of Arabic phrases.
Come in.
Good morning, sir. Nice new day, nice new start. You watch me zip through the paperwork.
Lie down.
Eh?
I'm going to find out what makes you tick.
Tick, sir?
Psychologically speaking.
I don't understand you.
Well, that makes us even, because I don't understand you. You mogador me. Inside you, Marchbanks, you must be a writhing mass of complexes, egos, ids, and all that gear. A captain has to understand these men. And that is why I am going to psychoanalyze you. This bloke Freud knew what he was talking about. On the other hand, I'm not a young man.
Well, as long as you're young at heart.
What are you talking about? You see, there you go again, flying off at a tangent. Couch. Couch, not crouch, you fool. Get over there.
Terribly sorry.
All right, now then, talk.
Well, talk what?
Anything you like. That's how they do this psychomalarkey.
I feel silly.
Well, you don't look silly.
I do.
You don't?
I know I do.
I swear you don't.
Well, what do I look like, then?
Lovely, languid like a lily. Now, come on, talk.
His eyes widen.
That's very vivid.
What is?
That phrase you used, languid as a lily.
Is it?
Yes. Are you interested in flowers?
Oh, yes.
Do you enjoy gardening?
Very much.
You've got a nice garden at home.
The envy of the Horticultural Society.
You belong to many societies?
Quite a few.
Gregarious, eh?
No, Taurus.
Oh, interested in astrology, too. Yes, sit down.
Oh, thanks.
Now, quickly, what does this make you think of?
The bull. Horns.
Horns.
Now, hang on a minute.
Horns of a dilemma, for example?
How did you know?
Yes, put your feet up. We are getting somewhere.
We are not. Look, mate, I'm supposed to be doing you.
Captain, don't quibble, please. Horns of a dilemma, that's it. That's your analysis. You see everything as a dilemma. You see everything as a problem.
That's very true.
Because of your deep-rooted inferiority complex.
Well, I don't feel inferior.
And of course you don't. It's all in your axe.
My what?
Your axe.
So are you.
No, you see as. You're unconscious.
No, look here, Marchbanks. You are supposed to be the idiot, not me. How did I get down here?
It's always something of a shock when illusions disperse. But don't worry. Now that you know your own problems, you'll get rid of this idea that everyone's persecuting you.
I will?
Yes.
You sure?
Of course. And forget this fear of new faces. New faces can be just as efficient as the old faces. Just as efficient.
The captain smiles and pats him.
Well done, Marchbanks. You make me feel much better. Thank you very much.
That's it.
Oh, I feel much better already.
That's the spirit. Highly successful.
In the corridor.
Oh,
morning, Captain.
Morning, Dr. Finn. You're a new face, aren't you?
Oh, it's the same one, sir.
Yeah, but you've got to remember that a new face is just as efficient as an old one. Well done. Very good.
Bin watches him go, bemused, then heads off in the other direction. He goes into the office where Marchbanks is at the desk doing paperwork. Marchbanks glances up as he comes in. Bin puts a file on his desk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nil return, eh?
I never know such a bunch of healthy people.
What do you want, an epidemic?
Oh, of course not. No, it's just I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, you can help me out with this load of rubbish.
Oh, I'm too tense.
Well, relax.
Can't relax.
I'll take a run around the deck.
Right off exercise.
Oh, so lie down.
Oh, I'm too restless.
Well, read a book.
I can't concentrate.
Well, write a book.
Oh, please. You've got to live before you can write a book. No one can say he's lived until he's loved.
Well, go out and love someone.
I do, her.
Who, her?
What do you mean, who, her? Miss Castle.
Miss Castle?
Oh, Miss Castle, yeah.
Have you told her?
No, you know me. I'm too shy. I could cable her.
Why not semaphore?
Arthur, you've got to declare yourself openly. Otherwise, you'll stay right where you are.
Right up an impasse.
Oh, I see. Yes, you mean speak to her?
Yes.
Straight from the shoulder to the point of dislocation.
Oh. I'd die if I did that.
At least that'll put you out of your misery.
You've no sympathy.
Of course I have. What do you expect me to do? Go out and tell her for you?
Oh, would you do that?
Who do you think I am, Serrano de Bergerac?
Who's he? Would he tell her then? What cabin's he in? What deck's he on?
Arthur.
Come on,
Arthur,
take me to him.
Arthur.
I want to see
Arthur.
No,
keep
no.
calm.
No. Please. You've got me all worked up about
I'm
this.
I'm frankly sorry, I'm sure.
Yes. Oh, don't apologize. I'm not angry at all. You've done me a very good turn. Yes. In this mood of self-realization, of merciless self-determination, I think I could do it, you know.
You could?
Yes, I think I could overcome my timidity.
You what?
Overcome my timidity, I mean. I could, yes. I could go right up to her now and I could speak to her.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Yeah. I'll be indebted to you for the rest of my life.
Tush, 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 tush. Now is the time. Think only of now.
Oh, you're right. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Marchbanks leaves.
Here, fool.
He comes back in. Bin leaves. On the deck, Flo and Glad are near the pool.
You're always leaving that thing lying around. It's worse than a pair of gloves. Why don't you leave it in the cabin? Just a minute, somebody might have kicked it. Let's see if it's still working.
It's simple, of course. There's nothing to it. All these years of shyness. Oh, it's ridiculous. Just go right up to her and say, Miss Castle, I have something to tell you. I am a plain, simple man, Miss Castle. I have plain, simple feelings, and I use plain, simple words. And I simply have to let you know, plainly, that I slainly and pimply want...
He spots her in her bikini.
Pointed towards Italy. Well, which way is that? I don't know. Wave it about a bit.
She tilts the radio from one side to another. They both gaze into the distance wistfully.
Oh, Flo, isn't that romantic? Just dishy. Why can't Englishmen sing to us about love instead of dragging us off to rugger matches?
Bin nods.
Listen, I couldn't resist any man who'd sing to me like that.
Bin raises his brows, then backs away, silent and unnoticed. Elsewhere, a man and a woman play ping-pong. They put down their bats and amble away, hand in hand. Madeline goes to the end of the table, picks up one of the bats, and pretends to play.
Good day, madam. Do you care for a knock-up while awaiting your partner?
Oh, I haven't got it. Well, yes, officer. Thank you. But I'm not very good at the game.
Oh, it's quite easy. Just be careful not to pong instead of ping.
Marchbanks nods to the captain.
Gently to begin, eh?
If you please.
He hits the ball with his paddle.
I'm terribly sorry, most unfortunate.
He whacked a woman's bottom by accident.
Beginner's luck.
Try your luck on this.
He serves the ball and madly hits it back. Marchbanks hits the ball into the captain's mouth.
Clever, do it again.
I'm terribly sorry, Captain. Sir, dear, I mean...
The captain spits it out and walks off.
Not my day.
It's night. A couple smooches in a corridor of the ship. Then they saunter off together, hand in hand. Another couple snogs against a wall in the corridor. In his room, Bin plays his guitar. He's dressed in a shirt with big, voluminous sleeves.
Reason I must live only for you.
And this is it.
Glad and Flo on chairs.
North Africa tomorrow.
Yes. Maybe I'll get my name on the shortlist for a harem.
You're not still worrying about romance, are you?
Frankly, I'm past worrying. I'm too tired for one thing. Here, let's go to bed,
Okay, want to be fresh for North Africa tomorrow.
Yes, will North Africa be fresh for us?
They get off their chairs that are stationed on a corridor on the ship. Both of them wear pretty cocktail dresses and high heels. They head for their cabin. The man who sits in the bar all day staggers down the corridor and plonks himself in one of the chairs. He pulls a blanket off the other one and pulls it over him. He falls asleep. Bin descends stairs with a guitar.
Oh, perfect. Just right for some soft serenading outside her cabin. Here we go. Much better. I'll do it here.
Bin spots a table next to the two chairs with Flo's radio and feet covered by a blanket.
Bella Marie, Bella Marie, Bella Marie.
Flo's fast asleep in bed, but Glad's reading. She listens.
Please come to me. How can words explain to you the love?
Bin spots the feet moving in her room. Madeline listens too.
You're the sun, the wind, the rain, the reason I must live only for you.
Edgy Madeline trembles with delight at the song.
Oh, please love me too.
Listening, Glad smiles.
Oh, Bella Flo. Oh, Bella Flo.
Glad goes to wake Flo up, then decides against it.
Please let's have a, I love you so. Oh, Bella Flo, my Bella Flo, I love you so. Please don't say no.
Glad smiles wistfully.
Don't say no. Please don't say no.
Hearing the snoring, Bin tiptoes round the corner to where the drunken man is sleeping on the chairs. He twangs his guitar strings in frustration.
Pardon.
Bin backs away, then runs off down the corridor. A fortress on the edge of the sea, a few small boats sail by. The drunken man in his room.
I'm wasting time.
He flings down two brushes and hurries out of his room. He runs up some stairs. The stairs and concourse fill with people. The drunken man heads straight into the bar. He sits on a high stool by the bar.
North Africa at last. Thought we'd never get here.
Shop!
Everyone else crowds round to study the view. In a tux.
Sam, old chap, what have I been drinking for the last couple of days?
Well, you asked for something characteristically Arabic, sir, and this is it. Drunk by everybody round these parts and distilled on the banks of the Nile.
He puts his hand over his heart. The captain and Marchbanks are striding through the ship. They stop and glance at each other.
Cook, he must be dreadfully ill. Wouldn't think he'd that much stomach to gurgle with.
You get the doctor, I'll see what's wrong.
Yes, sir.
Haynes is smoking a hookah pipe.
Here, cop this for a souvenir, eh, Captain?
What are you trying to do?
Do you mind? It's much better than filter tips. Can hardly taste the smoke at all.
I'm not surprised. You're not supposed to blow it.
What then?
Suck it and see.
Much better the other way. I beg your pardon.
Madeline has a curved dagger.
Perhaps it's not shake, you chic. I'm not shaken chic. I've had the shukri sheed the mighty bees. Oh, so chic.
She rushes at the door, thrusting the dagger. Tree enters, starts, and leaves. Madeline sheathes the dagger and hides it under the blanket. Flo poses in belly dancer's garb on her bed. She wears a bejeweled bra and pants with chiffon skirt and veil. So does Glad. She sets up a camera at the end of the bed. She runs to join Flo, but trips. The picture's taken with Glad's legs up in the air. Day, by the pool. Tree brings Glad tea. Flo, who's chuckling away to herself, joins her.
Oh, show me!
The photo in black and white.
All we need here is a couple of sheets and a camel.
Thank you.
Flo looks again, then puts it in her bag.
Flo?
What, dear?
We're on our way home.
I know. Busy, isn't it?
Just getting warmed up to this cruise, Lark. Thank you. You don't hold it against me.
Hold what, dear?
Not finding a husband. Oh, that. Your idea was okay, lovey. It was me that put the mockers on it. Anyway, I've forgotten all about men for a while. They are completely out of my mind. Oh, dear. She'll have to take it to the doctor now. The cleaner, I mean.
Oh, yes.
Gentlemen, ever since you joined me, there are times when I wish that I was running a holiday camp. Because in that kind of establishment, I could at least occasionally escape from you lot by walking out of the gate. Here, I can only jump overboard. And believe me, there are times when I felt like it.
He smiles.
But not now, gentlemen. Praise where praise is due.
Praise for us, sir?
Surprised, eh? That's exactly how praise should strike you. Ever since our last little meeting, you've all stopped trying to impress me and you've got on with your jobs. Result, you have impressed me.
I have impressed you, sir?
Certainly. When you played table tennis with that mad pixie, the lonely little lady. Of course, you did muck it up a bit. That's the spirit, you see, concern about the passenger's happiness. And you, Turner, don't think I didn't notice that you gave up your shore leave in order to serve a certain gentleman? That's also the spirit.
But Captain, how can I possibly have merited your praise? I mean, I've had nothing to do.
Ah, you, Dr. Bin, you have achieved self-effacement.
Oh, I felt no pain, sir.
You will in a minute. On a holiday cruise, the passengers don't want to see the ship's doctor prowling about giving everybody the undertaker's look, do they?
Oh, no, no, no.
Well, you did the right thing. You kept yourself to yourself.
So that's just because I'm in...
Go on, go on, yes, you go on. Oh, what did I do then?
The lady in cabin 73.
It's a lie.
Don't be so modest, Haynes. I know all about that diet you fixed up for her and the fact that you've been cooking her meals yourself.
Oh, that. Oh, you mean Fanny Fusspot, the calorie queen. Oh, with no trouble, you know. Quite stimulating playing around with their proteins.
Yes. Well, none of this means, of course, that I can possibly consider any of you for the new liner. But you just continue going on as you have been for the last few days, and I might recommend you to my successor of the Happy Wanderer. Thank you, gentlemen, that's all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Aye, aye, sir.
They all go out.
Well, he's a fine man.
Oh, he's very fair, I think, isn't he?
Crisp on top, soft underneath. A regular meringue.
Yep. Best boss I ever worked for, on land or sea. I wish I could think of something I could do for him, you know.
Don't do that. I'm all of a quiver as it is.
I've just realized I can do something for him. Excuse me. Let's think of something we can do to show our appreciation. I mean, it wouldn't be like sucking up, would it? I mean, after all, he did tell us fair and square that we didn't stand an earthly of getting on that liner.
Yeah, but he did give us praise.
Well, it was due. Fine man.
Oh, he's a regular cream bun, was it?
Meringue.
That's right, meringue bun. Mm. God, I wish we could think of something we could do for him.
It'll have to be quick thinking, gentlemen. There's only 2 days left.
Mm. Yes, sure are.
Smashbanks.
Oh, yes, miss.
Where can we be alone?
Eh?
Oh, quick, there's only 2 days left.
For what?
Come on.
Yeah, no.
Glad links her arm through his and drags him off. Turner's at the wireless office. He scribbles something down and hands it to the attendant. Near the pool.
Oh. That's better. Oh. Nobody can hear us here.
Why shouldn't they hear us, miss?
Because what I have to tell you is rather delicate.
Oh, well, naturally, if I can help you in any way.
Well, the plain fact is, my friend's in love.
How nice.
Well, it isn't. You see, she doesn't really know she's in love. But I know and I want to help her by getting the man in question to approach her.
And how do I come into all this?
You know him very well.
I do. I do. Me? I can't believe it.
Well, that's life. That's love. Women fall for the most unlikely creatures.
Thank you very much.
To me, her choice is inexplicable.
Charming.
But there's no accounting for taste, is there?
Miss Trimble, I appreciate your apprising me of Miss Castle's feelings in this matter, but I can do without your expressions of incredulity concerning them. Why shouldn't Miss Castle fall desperately in love with me?
Did she tell you that?
No, you did.
I did.
Well, if you didn't, just who on earth have we been discussing?
Dr. Bin.
Dr. Bin?
She's in love with him. Well, didn't I just say that?
Oh, well, yes, in a roundabout way. We must think up some ruse, some stratagem, whereby they can come together. I've got it.
Oh, will you have it, Mr. Marchbanks?
You'll have to work it.
Yes.
In the consulting room.
Surely we can think of something nice to do for the captain. I know, I got it. How about a nice clock with a brass plate on it? Oh, can't do that. Not retiring. Anyway, where would you get a clock from in the middle of the ocean?
Ship shop.
Say that again.
Ship shop.
The minute we get back, you want to see a dentist.
Oh, chop.
Tree feels his tooth. He and Bin come out. Tree walks off and Bin stretches. Marchbanks and Glad saunter by and stop by the railings.
Well, here goes. All for Flo.
They give each other the thumbs up and Marchbanks leaves. Bin checks his watch and Glad glides off. She pauses and turns back to Bin.
Doctor! Doctor!
She swoons and topples to the floor, out cold. Bin rushes over and takes her hand.
Don't worry.
Marchbanks watches. Bin hauls her up, standing behind her, his arms underneath hers. Little Bin struggles. He drags her across the floor towards the consulting room. Marchbanks grins to himself. Inside, Bin tries to lift her onto the examining bed. He strains. As he's trying to heave her up, he accidentally cups her breasts. She opens her eyes. He drags her to a chair which is much lower than the bed instead. He goes over to the door and closes it. He checks his watch.
No harm done. Thank goodness.
He gently slaps Glad's hand and cheek. She opens her eyes.
It is you. Oh, it was you.
What was me?
I saw you. I had to lean on the rail for support.
Pardon?
I could feel your eyes burning into my back. Ooh, that scorching look. It was like sunstroke. And then I turned, saw you again, and that was it. I went.
Where'd you go?
Into a dead faint, didn't you see?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, very distressing. And how long have you been suffering these attacks?
Since I first saw you.
Hmm? Oh, come on. Let's leave me out of it, shall we?
I can't. You are it. You are all. You're the germ, the symptom, the sickness, and the cure. Oh, Doctor.
She runs her hand over him.
I'm afraid you must be a little overwrought, miss.
No, I'm not. I'm underprivileged.
I'm afraid I don't really follow you.
She stands up.
Doctor.
She towers over him.
You are aware of me, aren't you?
Very difficult to ignore you.
How would you find me?
Oh, I just look straight ahead and there you are.
Do I repel you?
No, of course you don't, no.
Then all the rest will come in time.
Yes, of course it will. What do you mean?
This!
She lunges at him and kisses him forcefully. She has him pushed up against a cupboard.
Gladys Trimble, how do you do?
Arthur Do, how you been? I mean, Bin, how do you do?
I confuse you.
Yes, you don't. I mean, you do.
And yet you didn't sound confused when you sang to me the other night.
I sang to you?
Who else?
Well, I...
Oh, come, Doctor. It must have been me.
Oh, look, I was not serenading you.
I say... I seem to have made the most dreadful mistake.
Yes, I'm afraid you have.
I was only trying to help you over your shyness.
Oh, I'm not shy.
Prove it.
Hmm?
Prove you're not shy.
How?
I don't know. Do something.
Yes. All right. I will. Where is she?
Bin rushes out. Glad strolls out. She winks and gives the thumbs up to Marchbanks. On the deck.
A cigarette?
No, thank you, I won't.
You mind if I do?
No, go ahead.
Of course I enjoy these cruises, don't
you? Excuse me, Doctor?
Yes. Yeah, yes, I thought so.
Huh?
You're going a bit blotchy around here.
Really?
Yes, I've noticed this coming on over the past few days, you know.
Oh.
Yes, it's probably very highly infectious.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's just a change of food, you know, the change of climate and all that. Nothing to worry about, of course. You'll live. Providing I give you instant treatment, of course. Yes, so would you mind popping down to the treatment cabin as quickly as possible?
Of course.
Thank you very much. And don't touch anybody.
The man jogs off.
May I?
What about that young man?
Oh, don't worry about him. Let him get another deck chair.
That young man, is he ill?
No.
Well, then why are you...
Preventive medicine.
I don't understand.
You will if you listen.
I'm not interested in preventive medicine.
Will you please listen?
What is this?
I have something to declare.
Well, wait till we get to customs.
Oh, listen, please. I'm not like that. I'm pure.
Pure what?
Not many like me left, you know.
I'm glad to hear it.
Look, please, if we're going to spend the rest of our lives together, you must learn not to interrupt.
The rest of our lives?
Yes, for better or for worse, and so on and so forth.
You mean marriage?
Of course. I know of no respectable alternative.
You've got a nerve.
I've got several of them. They're all functioning normally.
Do you realize what you've said?
I should do. It's pounded in my brain often enough, asleep and awake, in the drowsy fantasy moment of every lonely dawn. Well, come on. What's your answer?
You've taken my breath away.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Would you mind standing up, please? Thank you very much. Breathe in deeply. Out again. Thank you. In. Try a bit further. Out. Thank you. Marvellous. Is that better? You'll feel better in a moment now.
I feel dizzy.
Oh, yeah, sit down. It's just the sudden realization, you see, of the fact that I love you.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, haven't I said so?
Not in so many words.
Shall I?
Yes, please.
What? I love you. What about that, then? How about you?
How about me?
Do you think that you can come to love me?
Well, I...
She smiles softly.
I suppose I could do worse.
Coo.
Bin jumps up and does a forwards roll. He trips backwards onto a corpulent man on a deck chair. He looks up into the man's face.
Turned out nice again.
Has it?
Mr. Haynes, where is the idiot?
Here.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Do you know what day it is today?
I'm not daft, it's Thursday.
Yes, it's providential.
No, it's not, it's Thursday.
No, listen, exactly 10 years ago to this day, Captain Crowther took command of the Happy Wanderer. I only found it out by accident. I looked it up in some old logbook. I'm not with you. Yes, you are. Have you got some private little place where you could make a cake?
A cake?
A cake.
An anniversary cake?
An anniversary cake.
Of course, I knew I'd think of something.
You knew you'd think of... Yes, all right. Well, to work then.
And remember, the utmost secrecy. No one will see me handle as much as a nut. The success of this operation will depend entirely on your culinary expertise. Well, I don't know much about that, but I can cook.
We understand each other with some difficulty, but we do understand each other.
Till tonight. Tonight, with a cake to stagger humanity.
Thank you.
Marchbanks leaves the kitchen. Haynes gathers various different tins and packets of ingredients. He piles them up in his arms, overloading himself and dropping things. He scampers off. On the deck, Marchbanks approaches Madeley.
Maddie, we'll arrange command explosion for the captain.
A partition?
Yes, Maddie, please, for heaven's sake, it's supposed to be a secret. What if the captain should hear?
You shouldn't have told me. I get so excited, I can't keep secrets. Oh, what a lovely idea. So thoughtful and tender. Just the sort of thing that makes me feel really happy. Oh, so happy.
Miss Maddie, pull yourself together. It's only a little party.
Don't say that. It's a secret. Suppose the captain. Oh, the captain. The dear, devoted captain.
Hello. What is afoot?
That peculiar shaped thing on the end of your leg.
Marchbanks strides off. Bin pats Maddie.
Keep taking the tablets.
Excuse me?
The captain salutes a man lounging on a deck chair. He continues along the covered walkway and out onto the deck.
Miss Madeline?
Oh!
What's wrong?
You are. Nothing. Hello. Goodbye.
Handmade. Nothing like it.
Haynes stirs a massive pot. He dips his finger in and tastes.
Well made, but not yet created. This needs the Haynes a touch.
He pours booze in.
We don't need that, I don't think. Here we go. Española sherry. Gracia. Blimey. Smells like a Babylonian boozer's bedroom. What? Can't have put too much sherry in. It's not like me at all. Well, we'll soon see.
He lights a match and lowers it. The mixture explodes.
Too much sherry in. Now what? Counteraction.
Yes, cream, of course. Only glorious Devon cream can save the day. Glorious Dev...
What an idea. An international cake. Just the thing for a mariner's anniversary. And apart from that, a good turmoil of ingredients will give it flavouring. Yes, flavouring. Right, we'll start with the grated coconut from the South Seas. Grated coconut. And then Bunby duck, all the way from Bunby, a little bit out of Bunby duck. Thank you very much. And Chang Topsway, tiny top, tiny topsway. And a little Californian prunes. Yes, last but not least, Riva spaghetti. No wonder. Yeah, and Riva voce for that matter. No wonder they say Mr. Haynes takes the pains.
Haynes is putting the finishing touches to icing his cake, which is the shape of a ship.
Who?
Me.
You.
I.
Cam.
Marchbanks and Bin.
Haynes, I'm thrilled. Oh, Haynes, I'm engaged.
Oh, no need to ask how you're getting on, Mr. Haynes.
Or him. Congratulations. Here, I hope you'll allow me to cook the cake for your wedding.
What? Some of it's got spaghetti in it.
Or chop suey.
Hey, or bicarbonate of soda.
And why not?
My dear Wilfred, you don't mean that all that stuff is in the cake you're now baking?
I repeat, why not?
It's incredible.
It's inedible.
Out of my kitchen. Do I tell you how to doctor? Do I tell you how to run the ship? Do I tell you how to get engaged? Well then, don't tell me how to cook. You wait. You'll eat it. Then you'll see. This is a historic moment for English cooking. England expects this day every man to have a nibble.
He smiles, pleased with himself. Bin rushes into the captain's quarters.
Sir, there's something going on in the bar.
There usually is.
Will you come at once, sir?
What's the matter with you? If it's anything medical, then it's your job to deal with it. If it's anything else, I've got an entire staff of officers.
Oh, do come quickly, sir, please. This is something that only you can deal with, sir.
Well, what is it?
Would you come with me, sir, please?
Yeah, yes. All right.
Tree ushers the captain out of his room. People are gathered on deck in suits and cocktail dresses. Everyone claps the captain, who looks up at a banner that reads, "Congratulations, Wellington Crowther." He smiles, then turns to leave. Tree and Bin catch him.
Mr. Marchbanks, sir. For the captain.
Turner hands him a drink. Marchbank hands the drink to the captain, who sniffs it, then takes a swig. He gawps at Turner.
An Aberdeen Angus. You clever boy.
That's right, sir. I cabled Angus for the recipe.
Initiative. 12 days late, but initiative.
The cake, sir.
How beautiful. Looks almost too good to eat.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. It's much too good to eat.
Thank you, Haynes.
Haynes gives the captain a big slice. He takes a bite.
It's great.
Haynes smiles smugly.
It reminds me of everywhere I've ever been. Including Port Said.
An officer hands him a note.
Thank you.
He unfolds it and reads... Haynes gives Tree slices of cake to hand out.
Speech! 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 Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for this very gratifying party. Now, you seem... spaghetti.
Haynes nods.
You seem to like travelling with me, and I certainly like travelling with you. I'm afraid...
His face sours.
Prunes.
Haynes nods.
I'm afraid that this speech really isn't very much in response to your generosity, but I felt...
He cringes.
Chop suey. But there isn't anything else I can say except thank you very much.
Well said.
Smile, everyone.
Smart, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Captain, on behalf of all us happy wanderers, and crikey, I've done some happy wandering on this ship in my time. Jolly good luck, and may we all have the pleasure of sailing with you for many years to come.
My condolences, sir.
What for?
Well, it appears you didn't get command of the transatlantic run.
I did, but I don't want it. Ladies and gentlemen, please. Now, I'm not very good at making speeches, as you've already heard.
Here, sir.
Here, I've been.
But I do know the difference between just ferrying passengers and running a cruise. Now, there's a good feeling about looking after people who are out to enjoy themselves. I mean, after all, when we're on a trip like this, we're all in the same boat. So what else can I do but carry on cruising? Any questions?
Oh, yes, sir. Will you marry me? Oh, no. I don't mean... I mean us.
Oh, where?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Turner, champagne.
Doctor, doctor.
Haynes, what is it?
Seasick.
Well, what did that?
The captain's cake.
Was it the chop suey? And the Bombay duck? I know exactly how you feel. All right, I'll give you an injection.
No, please, not again.
Well, I'll get you one of those special tablets. Wait there.
Bin goes through one door and comes out another. He injects Haynes in the butt cheek. The end. ITFC audio description. ¶¶